I'm Mitchell Cotting, director of the Hispanic Society of America, and I'm here with Priscilla Suchek, who's a professor of Islamic art at New York University Institute of Fine Arts. What, Priscilla, is the most distinctive features of these manuscripts, and Qurans in particular, that come from Al-Andalus and North Africa?
They have a special script which was very popular in that area from about the 11th century to the 17th century, so it was a long time that they used it. It has a special kind of angularity to it.
Could this have had anything to do with the distance from the rest of the Islamic world?
Well, I think it's distance and conservatism both, because it applies also to Africa, to sub-Saharan Africa, which also followed the same general kind of script in places like Nigeria and Mali and so forth, so that it's a kind of regional tradition.
You can also find on some of the Qurans the same type of interlacery design that you can see in the Hispano-Moresque luster ceramics, in the Spanish ceiling, in all sorts of other types of Islamic ornament in Spain. And you can also find the same thing on the Hebrew Bibles that are found here.
I would say there's a difference with the Hebrew manuscripts and the Quran. You have diverse ways of using writing, such as micrography, which is very, very tiny writing. In some of the Jewish material, they were playing with the language and playing with the script and making it a kind of game with the reader to see could they figure it out.
To hear why the Qurans in this case and elsewhere in these galleries are in such excellent condition, press play.